It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's better than this, guys? V and dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this water cooler Wednesday edition of the show. Kyle, are you ready to record the most important podcast we have ever tried to do?
We have seven phenomenal tweets to dig into right now. I don't know when this switch was flipped. It's almost like somebody else took over the account.
Looks like it happened at about July 9th.
Yeah. So, of course, we're talking about Jacoby Brissett, the Colts' backup quarterback, has one of the more eccentric and thought-provoking Twitter accounts in all of NFL Twitter right now, and none of the tweets have anything to do with football. Like, before July 4th, it was Nesquik and Tiger Woods and Stranger Things. Like, that was this Twitter account before July 4th. After July 4th, we've got some very thought-provoking questions.
I have two quick thoughts before we get into these tweets.
Okay, bet.
First thing is Jacoby Brissett, former Florida Gator and NC State Wolfpack. All right, so
near and dear to your heart.
Oh, wow. You know, my two favorite teams, Kyle, you know, as I'm always often criticized of being an NC State homer. So we've got, and my true love of being the Florida Gator. So we've got my two favorite teams here, Kyle. Secondly, I have a big challenge ahead of me to not self-incriminate myself and say too much here, to put myself in a position where I'm thought of as Jacoby Brissett.
Have you had, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a bad thing to be Jacoby Brissett.
No, I don't think it is either, but you know me, you know, I'm not always versed in every aspect of.
Yeah, there's going to be a slippery slope here.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And the fact that I'm saying this in advance of what's about to come out of my mouth probably makes it worse, huh?
So, well, I'm, you got the self-awareness start, at least.
Yeah, self-aware. Yeah, I mean, it's probably worse when you're self-aware and then you still do what you shouldn't do. So, prayers up.
All right, so I guess we just got to break down each one of these tweets.
I think so.
You want to start on July 9th and work our way up?
Yeah, so this, yeah, let's start right there. I'll read it. Jacoby Brissett, Colts quarterback. If you drink water out of a cup, do you still have to wash the cup?
Asking for a friend, it says.
All right.
And then a Colts, somebody that's a writer and covers the Colts responds and says, yes, especially if someone else could use it next, to which Jacoby responds, but you're going to clean it with water, right?
Jesus, man. So, like, I mean, so in my personal routine, I have, and I'm looking at this cup right now. It's one of these like Tervis tumblers. It's Charlotte Hornets. God, I hate the Hornets. And it's big, and I fill it up with water in the morning, and I do several times throughout the day. And I'll usually, you know, use it for a few days before I wash it. But it's only me that's drinking out of this cup.
You know what's amazing? I'm scrolling through the comments here. He's actually almost got a 50-50 split.
Oh, people, he's got fans. He's got support.
I'm also notorious in my household for consistently using the same dishes in general. I will use a cup, coffee mug. I'll use a bowl, and then I'll rinse it out. So I do, quote unquote, wash it with water. But then whatever I want to eat next, I'll use the same dish. So I'm not like heavily investing in washing the dish.
Yeah, I'm the worst at that. I've even had this conversation with you because I my dirty dishes and cups, I kind of stay. They I have like a shelf next to my desk. They kind of stack up there, and by the end of the day, I'm like, holy shnikes, man.
You've gone through 8 cups in a day.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is the water, I'm good with reusing the water, but anything else, I'm not, right? So I'll have a cup of coffee, and then maybe I'll have another cup of coffee, but I would not put the same cup of coffee in that previous cup. No. It gets dry and sticky in there. I'm not just going to put more, and I'm not going to take the time to rinse it out when I could just grab another cup and put them both in the dishwasher before the wife gets home and I don't get yelled at.
So what is your official ruling? If you drink water out of a cup, do you still have to wash the cup? Yes or no?
Well, yeah, at some point you have to wash it.
Even though you're going to clean it with water.
But you're going to clean it with dish detergent as well.
Right, that's the missing link.
Yeah, let's not forget the dish detergent piece of this. I don't know, Jacoby, you want me to drink a glass of water out of a cup? You come over my house, fill it up, and give it to you? Come on, brother. Did you learn that at State or at Florida?
I got the next one.
Please.
If the sun is hot, how is outer space cold? I don't remember who it was. It was Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs replied.
Our rocket scientist, by the way, yeah. Josh Dobbs.
And the reason why I didn't know who it was at first is because Josh Dobbs has me blocked on Twitter.
Right?
Yeah.
That's one of the low-key great things that exists that we never talk about. Yeah.
Because it was like, I think the tweet that I said that got me blocked from Josh Dobbs was I said, I wish I could quit you, Josh Dobbs. And it was like two plays back-to-back where it's like the dumbest play you could possibly make. And then he makes something incredible on the next play happen. And he blocked me for it.
Oh, God.
But Josh Dobbs explains the dynamics of space and heat and not being able to retain heat in space because there's no atmosphere and et cetera, et cetera. And he says space is in a vacuum. And Jacoby says, I've never put my hand inside a vacuum.
Oh no. I'm not super like doctored up in outer space, man, but I mean, like, isn't there like a simple concept here of like the distance from the sun you are, the colder it is?
Right, because there's no atmosphere to retain the heat.
Brother, go closer to the sun, it gets hotter. Right? Like, isn't that the temperatures of the, you know, Mercury and Venus is more than Mars and Jupiter, and Earth's the only one that sustains human life, we think?
Well, I think there's some potential on Mars there. Don't sleep on it.
I am. I'll tell you what, I'm dead asleep on that.
You don't think we'll ever get there?
No, dude.
Really? Really?
No,
I don't. What happens when the sun expands and engulfs Earth? What are we doing?
I mean, is that something I need to be aware of?
I mean, yeah, it's like billions of years down the road, but like that's the thing that's going to happen.
Man. Look, dude, my brother's into this kind of stuff. Frank, you wouldn't think it. Frank's really into like space and shit. And I feel inferior when I have those conversations with him. I just listen. I don't know. I don't have any foundational information that tells me the answers to these things. I mean, what are you doing? Are you reading books about this when in your spare time that I'm not aware of?
No.
All right.
No, it was just I seem to recall that horrifying reality that everything that we know and everything that we experience is going to get engulfed into the sun when the sun ages. That's part of the life process of a sun before it turns into a black hole. So.
The most relatable thing to that for me is I grew up in a place called Grand Island, New York. Okay. And this is literally a freshwater island in the middle of the Niagara River. And fun fact, in order to go to Niagara Falls, you have to go through Grand Island. All right. So it's a populated island. All right. So it's not like Swiss Family Robinson or anything like that. And I remember in elementary school, them always talking about how Grand Island is going to go over Niagara Falls at some point. You know, fear, you know, it's the fear that puts into you as an elementary school kid.
Yeah. You're just waiting for the day in which, you know, shit goes sideways.
Right. And look, it's not. It hasn't even come close. Business is booming on the island. But, I mean, how do you say that to a group, you know, a bunch of third graders? Hey, it's cool being here, but just so you know, like, going over the falls.
Well, that's like what they talk about with the coastline, right? With like Miami and New Orleans and like those low sea level cities and like major metropolitan areas that in hindsight, maybe we shouldn't have built major metropolitans on.
Hey, listen, Charlotte might be, a beach town before we know it. So,
yeah, it's a roll tide, man.
Yeah, man.
You want to take the next one?
Yeah, this one seems like one I can handle. Which part of the pigskin is actually a football?
Do me a favor and scroll down until you see the reply from a Jacob Perkins, which is at @big_cracker.
Oh, man. Everyone do yourself a favor. Get to Jacoby Brissett's timeline. Scroll down about 5 replies and see which.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. Is that Photoshopped? I mean, or is that... That's wow.
For those of you who don't have it at your disposal, it is the pig skin with the pig's cojones. And looks like he's carrying 2 NFL regulation size footballs in there.
Here's what Google will tell you about this pigskin thing. Football fans are often perpetuate the idea that footballs used to be made of pigskin, which is how they got their nickname. But it turns out it's not the case. In fact, pigskins were originally made out of animal bladders, sometimes the bladder of a pig, which is thought to be how the moniker pigskin came about.
Well, I don't really have any analysis to follow that one with. That's great.
Have you ever thought of it? Have you ever spent time in your own personal meditations considering why it's called a pigskin?
No. Just assumed because it came from a pig.
All right.
Myth busted.
Yeah.
So this one comes from July 12th. At what point does it change from going up the street to going down the street? Your thoughts.
My thoughts, I don't know if I want to go first on that.
Which one do you use? Because I don't use them both. I only use one.
Down the street.
Down the street.
Up the street. I never say up the street.
I'm going to go up the street to the grocery store.
No. 100 times out of 100, it's down the street.
But no, but there are people that say they're going to go up the street.
I'm going to go up the street to my neighbor's house. Nah, I wouldn't say it.
I think my favorite thing about this tweet is some of the replies get some very like this one from Jason Hatch. It's the top reply. Why is it that when something is shipped by car, it's a shipment, but when it's shipped by ship, it's cargo?
Say that again.
Why is it that when something is sent by car, it's a shipment? But when it's sent by ship, it's called cargo.
You want to talk about my mind exploding on the spot?
I got one more.
Okay.
And the Colts Twitter account actually replied to this one.
I see that.
Why are buildings called a building if they've already been built?
Listen, these are the questions we need answered.
Jacoby Brissett has started a movement.
You know that Charlotte, the city of Charlotte, we call it Uptown.
Yeah, I did know that.
If you say downtown Charlotte, you will be looked at like you have 2 heads in this town.
Why,
brother? I don't know, but you make the mistake once and you realize, well, I better not do that again. It's Uptown. Headed to Uptown here in just a few minutes. Uptown. Sitting, God, the last 2 are doozies. Here it is from July 15th. Sitting here, end sentence. What shape is the sky? What shape is the sky, Kyle?
I don't know.
He hits send.
It's all encompassing. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what shape is air? What shape is? I don't know.
I mean, it's everything. Does it have a shape? If it's just like all degrees. And don't come on this podcast or tweet at us and say that it's flat earth. So
you see those memes about if the earth was flat, cats would knock everything off the edge.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
I'm even looking for some help in the comments on this one, but there are none. I mean, he's got everybody stumped with this.
It's because it's not, I don't know. Like it doesn't have a form. It's like it's not a solid object. Like I have a sticky notepad in front of me, and it's a square. It's a solid. It's a object. Whereas something like air or the atmosphere or the sky, I don't know. What does it do? Take the form of the parameters it's in? Like what shape is water?
It's just undefined, I think.
But what shape is water? Water takes the shape of whatever it is contained in. I think
this is above my pay grade.
See this, and this is exactly what I warned myself about in the intro. And you're smart enough to be like, yeah, I'm not really sure. Let's move on.
No,
I'm trying to reason here with I do the shape of water.
I do want to acknowledge one comment reply to this one.
All right.
Why are they called apartments if they're all stuck together?
Man. Who thinks of this shit? You know,
Who thinks of the next one? That's what I want to know.
I accept these things. I never think about them, but people deep down are wondering, why are they called apartments if they're all stuck together? And I don't have an answer for that. This is the stuff kids think of, I think, you know,
it's like you try and bring that mind blowing one to the lunch table.
Right.
Stump all your friends. Well, Jacoby's had me stumped twice now. So
Mike, my nephew Max, he's 4, and he asked my brother, his father, why it's called hair. How do you answer that?
Somebody decided to call it.
Right. No good reason. All right, we got one more.
Am I reading or are you reading? I don't remember who went first.
I think I did. I did that one. This one's your read.
Okay. Jacoby Brissett, yesterday. Why do we use toothbrushes more than once if they're dirty after the first use?
Brother's concerned about this, but not the washing of the cup with water. This guy wants to drink out of the same cup filled with water, but he's only going to use his toothbrush one time.
Well, no, he's putting in the same, like, you don't use a Kleenex more than once, right?
It's not built to be used more than once.
Right, and that's the distinguishment you have to make. Is a toothbrush is meant to serve as the tool to clean your teeth, but then you put the cleaner back on the tool the next time you go to clean your teeth.
I mean, I'm guessing most people probably don't change out their toothbrushes as often as they should. It's a pretty disgusting. I mean, think about it, right? It's a pretty disgusting instrument. Plus, you leave it in your bathroom where you're, you know, defecating.
Oh, here you go. You ever see that video? You just say defecating on the podcast?
Yeah.
Did I ever see what video?
I see those videos about like what happens when you flush the toilet after you defecate in it.
No.
Just don't. You'll have nightmares about what happens in your bathroom.
So there's a company called Quip, and it looks like it's a Harry's razors for toothbrushes.
That was free. It's free advertising.
Well, I mean, they had a great. They responded explaining the merits of toothbrushes and then responded again and said, do your teeth taste like nothing or do they have a taste and your mouth just got used to it?
Wow. This is the power of groupthink, right? Like, you put one thing out there, and then people have other crazy thoughts.
Boom, boom, boom. They all start coming.
Oh, somebody said, more importantly, why isn't it called a teeth brush? Not bad. Not bad.
Oh, man.
What's the deal here? Did Twitter do something here? Because there's, like, replies here, and it's, like, the play button. It's gray. It's a play button. And then there's, like, a line through it. Is this happening to you, too?
No. What I'm seeing all the gifts. I think you're just your spotty internet that I tried to FaceTime you with yesterday is acting up again.
It's good. Maybe I have, like, I don't know. This is weird. I don't have autoplay or something on or show the pictures. I don't know.
If you could put Jacoby Brissett on a podcast with one person, who would it be?
Mike Leach.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Give me Mike Leach.
Does he have any eligibility left? He has to go back to school.
Or he can just do a podcast with Mike Leach for the people.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Absolutely amazing.
Perfect answer. Props.
Yeah, it came right to my head. Well, and I just finished reading this book about Hal Mum, and there's some good stories about Mike Leach in there.
You know, and you tell me about The Perfect Pass one more time.
Would you buy the book and read it, Kyle?
I don't have time to read. I'm grinding tape. Which is why we're going to wrap things up. Did we decide what we're doing baby big boards. We're bringing baby big boards back, right, for tomorrow?
Yeah, we've got the topic picked, and then Friday's a discussion I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, so baby big boards tomorrow, we're doing making a big board of the teams that finished in last place in 2018, their likelihood of now finishing in first place. So each one of us will be crafting a board 1 through 8. We'll be presenting those tomorrow on the show. And then Friday, as I teased last night on Grind Time on Twitch, we are going to be breaking down the merits of Justin Herbert versus Tua Tagovailoa and where each one of us stands and which one of those two prospects we each prefer at this point in time.
Do you feel strongly about who you prefer?
Yes.
Because I do. Oh, yes. I do.
I hope we disagree, because if we agree, then it's not going to be as interesting.
I think we're going to disagree, and we're going to be mad at each other.
Good. That's some of our best work, when we just yell at each other.
Yeah. I've been yelling a lot on the podcast in the last week. I don't know what that's about, but I'm sorry to the listeners.
What was it where you were like, you had a moment of self-awareness. You were like, yeah, I'm yelling for no reason here.
Sometime last week, man.
I promise I won't yell at you. Come on back. See us again tomorrow. Check out that Friday show. Like we said, we're really looking forward to the next 2 days of podcasts. Thanks as always for listening to Draft Dudes Podcast. We hope to see you tomorrow.